You are listening to the Revengerist podcast of stuff. We have a full roster this week because we need it. We need all the firepower that we can handle. So this is Breshvik, one of your founders, along with Dr. Tasty.
Hey.
Also a founder. And the Southside Santa.
I'm doing my thing as I don't know, say hi to everybody.
Commodore Bob.
That didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
sorry.
And El Cocho.
Hola.
Yeah, buenos dias, El Cocho. So yeah, a lot of really important items in the news this week. I've noticed a trend in the news. I mean, certainly with a lot of celebrities, politicians, and with the Supreme Court. They make some good decisions, but then a lot of times they make really piss-poor decisions. And I thought maybe there was something behind this. So I'm going to mention some news items. You guys can tell me what you think. Somewhere in Germany, a bank employee decided, I guess maybe he had been on a bender or something last night, that it would be a good idea to just take a little nap. He fell asleep on his keyboard and accidentally transferred 222 million euros out of a bank account and really fucked somebody's day up. That's the equivalent of 293 million, you know, real dollars. So he's kind of fucked now.
Well, that's what you get for sleeping on the job. And that's what you get for trusting people with your money.
I don't trust anyone with our money. And that's also why the Revengerists only use either bitcoins or we keep all of our money under our mattresses, all of our cash. We don't use banks.
Also, that's what you get because, you know, somebody, not me, would maybe follow you to your job and then cast a sleeping spell on you. Or actually, no, magic doesn't really work like that. You know, put you to sleep. Like with a sleeper hold,
yeah,
and then place your hand on the number two key.
It's true.
That could totally happen.
Some kind of
I'm just telling you right now that that's probably would happen.
Right. Yeah. It could be some kind of like.
Now, see, if we would all just end up starting to use Chuck E. Cheese coins instead of, you know, quote real money, then we could just end up having that problem resolved.
You're such an advocate for everything Chuck E. Cheese.
Bankers changing all of our. This is where a kid can be a kid.
It's true.
You need to stay away from Chuck E. Cheese because you're scaring the children.
He's dressed as Santa, though. They should love that.
and yet they don't.
Maybe the piss smell that would doesn't help.
So perhaps Commodore Bob can help us with this next news item. It involves science and this, you know, paragon of human enterprise, of Homo sapiens, decided it would be wise, taking the sapiens part of Homo sapiens, it would be wise to run up a lava flow. Now, I don't know if this guy has powers. It doesn't seem to be the case. I don't think he's an awesome, but he decided that, yeah, he would just run up an active lava flow. Apparently, according to a physicist, that the part where it's easy to walk on lava, where it's like kind of hard silicate, it's actually cooler, so that's why you could do it. But I don't know if this guy knew that was going to be the case. He might have found a soft, I don't know, lava hot part of it, and his poor decision would have cost him his life. So I don't know what you guys think about that, but he didn't die, so he hasn't been entered into the Darwin Awards just yet.
Well, he's just playing an extension of the floor is made of lava game, which in this case the floor is actually made of lava.
Mm-hmm.
So he won. He's like, yeah, he's the best player. If there was a leaderboard for best floors made of lava player, it would be that guy.
What do you think, Commodore Bob? Is this viable?
Well, if his feet were sweaty, sure.
It's a level of sweat that can protect you.
Why not?
All right.
Going back to the leaderboard of floor is lava, I really think the people that have been bedbound since birth are, you know, the actual leaders of the floor is lava.
That's a good point.
You don't get any points if you're not actively playing, jackass.
That's a good point, too. Everyone has good points because I don't care to differentiate. I will say this, though. Who hasn't wanted to walk on lava at one point or another?
I've walked on lava many times. I don't know what the big deal is.
Dr. Tasty does have a point. I am a jackass.
No, I'm just really thinking. I've never walked on lava, but I've plenty of time had to go over lava.
How do you mean? Like, you fly over it, or you just take a really big leap with your
tremendous
calves?
The hell's a big deal? Just go. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Well, arguably, everybody goes over, because if you just go down deep enough underneath us, there
is
lava.
Tectonic plate.
Well, I guess actually that's magma. Never mind.
Well, magma, lava, what's the difference?
I don't know. If we had
it's all hot, and it burns all non-energy creatures to death.
There
so.
Are certain
like
questions.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, like gonorrhea. There's certain questions that science can't answer.
You know, if you just got the geomancer job and equipped walk on lava, then it wouldn't be a problem, because you could just walk on lava.
Mm-hmm.
And you think of that, did you?
No, I didn't. Here's another one. Luke Tibble was celebrating his recent casino win, and he decided that he would, you know, go be the popular guy at the bar. He'd do something really cool with his money, and everyone would like him. He decided that he would do 40 shots in a row of Jägermeister.
Not just buy, like, the whole bar.
No.
Like,
no, he was actually a dick. He's like, I'm celebrating 40 shots. And the bar was like, yeah. He's like, for me.
Right.
And it
that's
was
kind of a
Jägermeister.
Kind of a cock move. Did he?
That's a recipe
at least
for
get
appearing
out of one of those, like, Jäger machines, where it has just a bunch of bottles upside down.
Ugh.
And it comes out cold.
Yeah. It's not. It wasn't good for anyone. That's not that. He did do it, I should say. His decision may or may not have been poor. He actually succeeded in drinking 40 shots of Jägermeister in a row. And then he immediately threw them all up, because his body was a lot smarter than he was and made the
right
decision.
I was just going to ask that, if he was able to keep it down.
No. I think if he kept it down, he would have died. I don't think you can drink black licorice cough
syrup. Someone
at
the bar would just say that was karma for him pulling such a dick move, I guess.
That's true.
Well, maybe he has the awesome power of alcohol absorption in his liver. He has a super liver.
He didn't. He threw it up, so I don't think he has that. Maybe he has
or
throw
he
up
could
powers.
Be like a cow that has multiple stomachs. What if you end up just getting multiple livers put in you?
Yeah.
And then you can just drink all day.
Yeah. The other people in the bar weren't really impressed by the stunt. They called him idiotic. They were saying it's a good thing he puked it out. That much alcohol equals alcohol poisoning equals death. You know, I mean, he could have had serious brain damage if he didn't already.
How did that equation go again?
Too much alcohol equals alcohol poisoning equals death.
Huh. I haven't come across that one yet.
Before I tell you what a lot of these trends in the media mean...
Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Well, I was sitting around thinking about some of our villains that we've come across in our days.
Oh, yeah.
During that stupid bullshit that someone calls the finite contingency.
I don't know who calls it.
That stupid thing. There was that guy, his name is Warp, and he just kind of reminded me of a lot of, like, really bad shit that happens in comics. Especially like in the 90s.
Oh yeah.
And
the extreme 90s.
Right. And well, one particular comic book artist that comes to mind is Rob Liefeld.
Ugh.
And if you know Rob Liefeld, he's pretty famous for his Captain America drawing, which Captain America has like the biggest chest in the world.
It's weird. It's
and
like
this guy,
it's facing you, but it's not facing you at the same time. It's like an optical illusion of chest.
Right. And I was
it's like Pamela Anderson.
Kind of.
I was thinking he continues to be paid for his shitty work. He brings nothing good to the table. He has no real artistic skill, and his original characters are just absolute garbage. They all have
like
this
gunman?
Like one glowing eye, and they have swords and all this
these,
stupid stuff.
All these lines on their face.
Yeah, and they all have this like weird scowl. So I think it's due time for Rob Liefeld to be Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Show enough.
and he'll get his due diligence.
I mean, what would you do to him besides just punch him in the face? I mean, what does Rob Liefeld really deserve for decades of subjecting us to torpedoed hits and wasp wastes and weird, not quite hand drawings?
Well, I have two ideas. One is to take him and force him to participate in life drawing classes for the rest of his life.
Ooh.
Poetic justice. Ooh.
He should end up giving homeless people the actual people that you're drawing in a life drawing class.
Ugh. Yeah.
Just
it's better if he had El Cocho as his model, then it wouldn't be so bad. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
And number Thanks. Two, to have a plastic surgeon transform his body to look like one of the characters he draws.
Damn, man. That's like some human centipede level shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that even possible? Because he draws things that aren't, like, anatomically possible.
Well, we'll just have to find out.
Like, feet are basically Pac-Man drawings.
I'm pretty sure there's a corrupt doctor out there somewhere that's willing to participate in that experiment.
Probably in Germany.
What's it with those Germans?
I don't know. Actually, you know what? Do you have a gadget for us this week, Commodore Bob?
Yeah, sure, why not? It was something that I kind of helped develop a while back. It's called the Electromagnetic Michael McDonald Pulse Bomb. Or the EMM-McDP bomb, also referred to as the Blue-Eyed Soul Launcher.
Ooh.
It was originally a weapon that was developed for and four times rejected by the American military and deemed thoroughly retarded.
Sounds it.
Yeah. Pretty much exposure to the blast and its effects on the human body, like, say you're within a 1 to 5 mile radius of the pulse.
Yeah.
Causes the victim's hair to turn white and grow a beard. Harmonize with an oleo smooth sound and a non-stop anal seepage.
Ew.
Those who are like 6 to 15 miles from the radius of the pulse, they grow beards and speak in melodic octaves. And occasional fits of trucking. Those I believe that are 16 to 25 miles from the radius, or in the radius, they grow beards. Hold long baritone notes like ship's calls out of the sea, and they get baby blue eyes.
Are you saying that basically people exposed to this are turned into Michael McDonald?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, God. You're a monster.
You know, when the war gets too serious, you know, this is what you gotta use.
I've seen a lot of old dudes that look like Michael McDonald. I suspect that they're the unwitting victims of your tests.
Now, do these side effects go for all sexes?
Yes, all sexes.
Alright, that's really the creepy part. Set it off at a transsexual convention.
What if your ray doesn't work correctly and it turns everybody into a different McDonald, like Norm McDonald?
Ooh,
or Ronald. Or Ronald.
Mm. Ooh. I haven't tweaked with it that much. I don't want to. Because if I see a clown walking around, I'm going to have to kill myself. Or else I'm going to have to get Jim Beavis here to help stop it.
It's true. Remember Clowny Clown Clown? One of those like minor villains for a different group? I shudder to think what Commodore Bob did to them. But, you know, we need every weapon in our arsenal that we can, so I shouldn't judge because, you know, I have... Like I said, I've been paying attention and decoding a lot of things in the media, and I found a lot of, like, little long strings of numbers and letters on the internet, and I followed those from these stories about these, like, Harris's and, like, Paris Hilton and the Kardashians and all the poor decisions they make to people like Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan, and I saw, like, their vomit splattered on the street of Rodeo Drive, and I was, like, seeing the pattern and kind of analyzing what that meant and taking their prescription pills and analyzing it in Commodore Bob's lab. And I've been spending weeks on this to try and track down what this group is all about. And finally, I saw one of their billboards because they're not really that secretive. Turns out that they're trying to pull the strings of all these poor decisions around the world. I'm gonna get a hold of them via our televisor screen here, and you guys can meet them. They call themselves the Poor Decision Crew, and they are.
Hold on a second.
Sounds really dumb.
They make poor decisions all the time. Let's pull them up here.
I make poor decisions all the time. You don't see me making a group about it. Oh, wait.
We kind of do.
There's the revengerous.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Here they are. Who are you, sir? And why have you been messing with our nation's beautiful celebrities like Amanda Bynes?
Bitch had it coming.
Who are you?
I'm Jod Almighty.
Yeah?
And we don't call ourselves the Poor Decision Crew. That title's been kind of hoisted upon us.
Yeah, I kind of did that.
We earned it, if you will.
Yeah.
I feel like we're sort of being a little misrepresented. We're kind of in the process of rebranding at the moment.
You're rebranding?
Mm-hmm. We're trying to, anyway. We've put a lot of effort into improving our public image.
It's been costly, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah. We'll find out once we maybe gain some new members.
I don't know if you guys have any questions for these dastardly fiends, because now they're trying to grow their terrorist cell into other areas.
Theoretically, if you had a base of operations, would you, in fact, have Doritos or ice cream or Mountain Dew or...
Who are we speaking to right now?
It's Dr. Tasty.
Dr. Tasty, are psychic, because we did have Doritos, and they were salsa verde.
Well, because that's what we're... In the process of rebranding, we're talking about walls that need to be broken. We're talking about barriers that need to be taken down.
The glass ceiling.
We blow up walls and blow up glass ceilings all the time.
That's true. How are we that different, really? We're not so different, you and I.
I mean, I'm usually eating snacks anyway.
Well, I'd like to make exception to the...
breaking.
We're not so different, you and I. I'm not a fat piece of shit with a ponytail, okay?
Wait.
There's clearly...
You realize this is a video screen. Like, we can see you, and that you are, in fact, a fat piece of shit with a ponytail.
I just happen to be slightly fluffy.
If I could actually answer your question with another question, Keith, I think this is where you come in.
Well, the camera adds 10 pounds, and I see, like, four cameras in here, so I'm assuming that you have to at least look 40 pounds bigger than we should look.
I gotta stop eating cameras.
Well, I have to warn you guys, since I'm not actually a person, I'm just energy.
Are you? Are
you a Russian spam bot?
No, I'm not from space.
You sound exotic.
Exactly.
Was your father a GI?
What's your name? What are your measurements?
Are you wearing pants at this point in time?
I don't have any of these things. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's harsh.
I'm warning you that I will eat all of the snacks. It'll happen. So.
Ooh. That's. Yeah.
Keith's mom will go out and get more. It'll be fine, I'm sure.
It'll be fine.
Is that where your base is? Because it looks like a basement.
Well, you guys. It
looks like you're in your mom's basement.
Showed up here.
Why are you shitting on the lair?
I mean, come on, seriously. Like, sometimes a guy happens to be between jobs. It just happens, like, you hit a rough patch in life.
It wasn't
like,
at
it's
first.
Not. Yeah.
We had an amazing venue.
Yeah.
It cost money.
Uh huh.
And being the Poor Decision Crew as we are doesn't make a lot of money, oddly. But if you want to.
I thought you just weren't going by that name anymore.
Yeah, I thought you were rebranding.
Well, we
are.
We're
in the process of rebranding.
We're here to announce our new brand.
Well, no. I mean, it's who we are, and we've already bought the URL, and so we can't go back. I mean, GoDaddy charges like $7. Like,
I did see one of your billboards.
We're not going to go back. It's just we're trying to rebrand as far as maybe an acronym, like PDC or PDC.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
It's like nobody calls it Kentucky Fried Chicken.
How about PDIC?
Exactly. It's BevMo. It's not beverages
anymore. How about PDIC?
PDIC.
Well, there's that. I mean, we wanted to follow the lead of certain organizations like NAMBLA who go ahead and, you know, try to put a positive spin on what they do.
Are you saying you guys are like NAMBLA?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, much like John Lennon's
NAMBLA sort of is a poor decision.
They are a poor decision crew.
Well, I mean, relative. It's relative. I mean,
they're just trying to give something back.
You guys
back.
Sound like a shitty software company.
Oh, yeah, like Revengerous doesn't sound like a Russian spam bot group. Yeah, like that sounds any better.
Oh, man, a startup company would be amazing,
yeah,
but
exactly.
And we're not.
It's
we're
true,
not.
We do.
We're not.
I guess my question is, though, like, why? Just because you want to make poor decisions with your lives and give away all your money and live in your mom's basement, Why do you have to ruin things for Amanda Bynes and other people?
I think the way
people?
You're looking at this, you're going about it all wrong. Like, so what it is, at the Poor Decision Crew, we are in a very thorough process of rebranding. And from what I've noticed, like, I've done some statistics, I've run a few focus groups, and we found that 70% of all 30% of people that we studied find snappy acronyms appealing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're sticking with that for now.
Dude, the chick you tricked into the casting couch was not a focus group.
And well, she had a really good opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I still value it. She's still a
exactly.
person.
She's still a person. I mean, that's all, like, very important.
Not anymore.
So are you saying that we should go by an acronym? Like, Revengerous Consortium of Stuff should
be like
RCO.
We're trying to say that going by an acronym makes you cool. The minute you start doing it, might uncool the acronym.
Exactly.
Hey, physics. We're cool.
Well, I'm saying you can be cooler if you guys join.
Wait, you want to recruit your mortal enemies?
Mortal's such a...
Yeah.
What you're giving me is a finite term.
Yeah.
We're trying to make you immortal.
You wouldn't be enemies if you were closer to us.
Yeah, or, you know, just did everything that we did.
Keep your enemies close.
And didn't, like, a Chinese dude write a book about keeping your enemies close and keeping your... bed buddies farther away.
I don't know.
Well,
you're Asian.
Isn't Kim Cattrall in that movie?
I don't know if I like the sound of immortal enemy, although most of my enemies just explode.
How comfortable are you guys?
That's showing the fact that they are mortal.
Yeah.
I think it's more you explode in your enemies, but that's a little different.
How many strokes does it take to get your enemies to explode?
I just punch them in the chest.
Okay, so that's what we're calling it now.
Some guys are into that.
Good answer.
Look, I don't know. I still don't see why. Like, what do you guys do that's so appealing that you're going to get anyone to join, let alone
here's
upstanding do-gooding heroes?
Here's the thing is everyone makes poor decisions, and everyone deserves to be part of our group. We need the membership fees. And that's why we want you to...
Oh, you're going
to
charge us now?
It's cheap.
Well,
it's
exactly.
Cheap.
We think of it more... We're not charging you. It's more
how
investment
cheap.
To your future.
It's an investment. It's
yeah,
an investment.
How cheap?
$5.07.
Per day.
What, you guys don't have a trust fund?
$5.07?
Was that so important that you had to talk to us from the bathroom? This is a big space station. I don't know what wing you're in.
That's Commodore Bob. He usually is coming. He's usually in his lab, which is big and echoey.
Far away.
Were you about to say he's coming from his lab?
He's coming from his lab, yeah.
Well, we were going to do it at $4.99, and we hired an attorney, very costly, and he said that we should have everyone else absorb the tax. So we did $5.07. I think it's pretty fair.
And we polled with focus groups. It's about, like I said before, about 78% of the people of the 30% we talked to.
They round down.
Yeah.
They round down. So when they see 507, they think five. We do PayPal, but then it's $7.
That's literally 7 cents for every, what was it, like 10,000, 50,000? Well, like $70 million.
7 cents and 1 million people join, that's like $7 million that we will have accumulated by adding that 7 cents.
We tried to apply for a 501c4, but fucking Obama.
Dude, Obama.
For guys who say that you make poor decisions, you guys, and like don't show up to work and are drunk a lot, like you have seriously thought about this a lot.
Well, we have a lot of free time on our hands to think about it.
Yeah.
So,
on our hands.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't actually going with the idea of Poor Decision Crew, wouldn't it be better to go with the $4.99 because you would be making less money, therefore showing that it would be a poor decision?
I've got this one.
Or that one.
That's a nice point. We'd like to say, fuck you.
$4.99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. How much are those billboards?
That's
going
to really encourage people to join now.
Everyone's
going to
bring up the fucking billboards.
How much did the billboards cost?
Well, the billboards we saw were a necessary step for what we're trying to
achieve. How much did they cost?
Well, it's less about what
costly
cost.
You're rebranding. Come on now.
It's
expensive to rebrand.
It costs money to make money.
Well, exactly.
How much money?
Spend money.
Well,
figures are just, it's not really.
Let's just say
we're supposed to make 10 times the amount of money we spent on those billboards, so we should probably make about $10 million.
Let's just say we don't
$10 million and $5.07 donations?
Well,
I mean, do you know how many people on Earth there are? Hundreds.
Like hundreds.
Literally
a couple hundreds.
Hundreds to buy memberships. I think we know what we're doing. I think I see a profit in that.
Yeah, I mean,
basically,
if you can get us to join.
I think the mistake here is that you're focusing solely on one part of our rebranding.
Yeah.
The billboards. We have much more that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we've also taken some of your big networks. We have Fox, ads on Fox. We have NBC. We have CVS. We have ads on CVS.
Wait. Did you say CVS?
Well, yeah, that's like Central Video
Service
System Service.
Best network out there.
It's a big.
I thought they just gave you pills.
Oh wait.
Oh whoa. Oh,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't CVS.
No,
guys.
Well. Look, no,
I go
was,
there
look,
and
look,
steal.
Wait, Beverly was a very nice lady, and she cut us a great deal.
Yes. Yeah, so,
and I don't see what.
No, no,
like,
no.
When
no,
you
no,
get
coupons.
Guys,
it was that place that sells stuff on TV. What are they called?
QVC.
Okay.
Yeah, but like.
Well, all right, so we're on QVC and some other network.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get some good knives there.
Yeah.
They should end up having a pharmaceutical version of QVC.
Oh my god.
Like,
that's a good version.
Cool. Yeah, there you go. That's where you make your money, not with this 507 shit.
I'm working on that from the back of my van.
Well, exactly. We've got actually, you know, we've got like kind of operatives and like probably places you've never heard of because we're kind of worldly traveled.
Yeah,
we've
been around QVC and we use this thing called YouTube. Ever heard of it?
Exactly.
So we
have
commercials for drugs and people buy them from us through YouTube. It hasn't been profitable yet. We've spent actually a lot of money on YouTube. Which everyone says is free, but we're paying this company like.
I mean, you realize that you're talking to crime fighters right now, right? You're confessing to crimes.
Wait,
yeah, but we're not talking to good crime fighters.
Well, I mean, when we feel like it.
Are we recording this as well?
And I'd be worried. But
yeah, where are we all recording?
If you gave them a second to say what crimes they have stopped recently, there was silence.
Well, Did we stop a crime recently?
We're busy.
Fair enough.
Has anyone stopped a crime lately? No one.
I
exactly.
You did a lot of
There was a guy that tried to stab me, and he did.
With his penis.
But it didn't, with a knife, but it didn't do anything.
He called his penis a knife?
So, no.
Well, so you stopped a crime.
No.
You stopped a crime.
He attempted to perform a murder. And
is attempted murder
happen.
A crime though? I was never really
so
clear.
So I indirectly stopped a crime from happening.
Yeah, but I was never really clear on whether or not attempted crimes were actually crimes or not.
Yeah, I always attempt to get a job and they never pay me. So I feel like if I attempt to do a crime, is that really going through with it?
Well, I usually put attempted jobs on my resume.
Yeah.
You kind of win me over.
Well, attempted murder and attempted robbery are crimes. So.
No, what do you guys do all day?
So it counts. I win.
Attempted podcast? Is that a crime?
No, no, it's only a crime when we upload the podcast. Yeah. Seriously, like, what do you guys do on a typical day with your poor decisions?
I started drinking at 9 this morning. Does that count?
I try to stay busier. We have a management team or an agency that tries to build us up for our PR. In order to do that, we need to include celebrities in our poor decision-making.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I tried to kind of, what is it called, hobnob.
Yeah,
I tried to hobnob with a lot of celebrities.
You do slobnob. It
kind of sounds like a euphemism for oral sex, doesn't it?
There's a good week of confusion.
A little on the nose.
There's a good week of confusion.
Wait. Are we going to sit around and hear that you guys are accusing us of being gay? Because that's just in really poor taste, and we're above that.
Dude, be a little more open-minded. We make some poor decisions, but we're also very loving and...
And at least one of us is married.
Yeah.
God, that was the worst decision of my life.
It's a very poor decision.
Well, he got married because of yesterday and the...
Oh, it was like... Just a split decision?
Well, exactly, Doma didn't want him to be married.
Don't use the term split.
I like the idea of drinking at 9 in the morning. I feel like I do that already around here.
That's good.
Well, basically, again, statistically what we've come up with here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, actually, if I could again go back to the rebranding, because I feel like this is a very important part of what we're about. You know, what just us. And I don't know if... Did our theme song precede us?
Oh, we did spend a lot of money on
that. That was a lot of money on our theme
song. We need that played. Yeah.
It's a huge band based out of Ohio.
Somebody trying to cut down a tree or something.
Not done. It's not done.
What are you doing?
There's the legato movement.
How long is this?
Wait for the legato.
The legato.
How long is this thing?
Wait until he drops the space, for God's sake. Wait, it's not done.
Wait, it's not done?
It's not done.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, it transverses.
What the hell? Seriously, this is like several minutes of long.
Shut up, I'm just playing.
Kocho kind of likes it.
So we spent like millions of this because the agency said we're lacking in the marketable demographic of like the black metal scene, the Latino community.
So you just did all of them.
The 18
we
to
just
35,
mashed them.
You know?
I mean, mashups are huge right now.
I thought mashups were huge in 2007.
Well, now 2007.
Why do you got to bring up old shit?
Well, yeah. Well, what it is though is we're talking about a cyclical nature of entertainment.
Dude, technology, entertainment, everything's cyclical.
It basically, all comes back around.
We have, in addition to the billboards and the theme song, our rebanding has consisted of we have Zuni skins.
iPods will fail.
Yeah, let's face it. It's just the nature.
The dinosaur.
It's a silicone sleeve for Zuni's version 2. I think they're on 5 now, but. Version 2, we got the skins for, and they're pretty sick.
Did you say Zune?
Zune.
I have Zune.
Who doesn't
Zunes
have a Zune?
Are great.
Everyone has a Zune.
That's what I'm saying. Who? They will play your MP5 format songs.
it's MP5s?
Well, it's anything
It's
up.
MP4, but the next level.
Yeah, it's like an MP3, but above.
I mean, basically what I'm saying is we could let it speak for itself.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the rebranding.
We're also getting into video games, too. We should mention that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, we have an exclusive agreement with Tiger.
Tiger
Games.
LCD.
You probably heard of them. They are coming out with the PDC game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Involves you leaving your girlfriend's mom's house, getting fired from your job for inappropriate emails.
Yeah.
Vomiting in a car when you're going to give a girl a McCD. It's an entertaining. There's 5 levels of entertainment. I don't want to name the rest because I don't want to give it away.
Don't
and I have
away.
A confidentiality
spoiler
agreement.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, guys, spoilers.
Wait, quick. Let's give them one more teaser. Black Tar Heroin power-ups.
Power-ups.
Black Tar Heroin?
Yeah. It helps when you're trying to not do anything.
What's going on?
El Cocho, what's...
I think he's typing up his membership certificate.
Thank you,
El Cocho.
What was that?
El Pinocho.
I'm taking it into consideration. Nothing's going to happen yet. I'm just looking at it here.
I'm actually more convinced because I can start drinking at 9 in the morning and something about black tar heroin.
Let me just say...
I've been meaning to try.
I get a $20 bonus if I sign you with a $5 membership fee. I'll give you half of that. So if you sign up for $5.07, I'll give you $10 because I get a $20 signing fee.
That's money on money.
Don't tell them about the signing fee. Just give them the $250.
So wait.
I'm already in your basement. I mean, your.
It's a lair.
Is he here too?
Is he here? Did you just get here?
Well, I teleported in a minute ago. I think Dr. Tasty teleported in. I'm almost 90%
there. Actually, I crawled
through
that hole in the wall that I punched.
That's how you typically get into
like
places.
Portal.
Like a portal.
So you fisted our wall.
It's more of a glory hole.
I did use my fist to punch a hole in that wall.
His mom didn't see you though, right?
I don't understand what's funny about this.
My mother lets us use this basement. If there's another hole in this wall, she's gonna be irate.
Yeah.
Keith's mom already has enough holes as is.
I'll go get some bears or something and plug the hole up.
Bears?
But they're all out for the parade this weekend.
Hey. Well, it's arguably a good decision asking me to join your group, but...
Well,
here's
the whole thing is we've already figured that you can make good decisions within an overall poor decision, and they're still poor decisions because they're helping you accomplish the poor decision that you're making.
Exactly.
Your good decisions are allowed in this realm as long as they only further your ultimate poor decision.
You're concentrating on a finite number of decisions.
Yeah.
What we're offering you is the infinite.
Yeah.
It's like the infinite gauntlet. Like, we have this whole thing. We have you think you may think that you are leading a noble life, but I assure you, you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You may start here, but you're working in a greater paradigm of awful, awful decisions.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. I just want to get fucked up 24/7.
Well, it's kind of in our membership charter.
And snacks.
Oh, more yeah, snacks. More snacks.
Let me
get snacks.
Let me put it this way. I think I want to be a member, actually. You've kind of turned me around.
He wants to be a member.
But I don't want to pay any money. I feel like our members of our group should be grandfathered in, because otherwise we're going to either destroy your group or else expose it for all the horrible that it is.
You sound very ignorant. If you've seen the billboards that we paid for, you would realize we can't afford to just have free members.
Exactly.
You guys don't pay.
Actually, I have a chart up here if we could all look at.
I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at it right now as well.
I've blown up planets for less. Keep this in mind.
Well,
he's blown planets for less.
Whose planets?
Uranus.
Uranus is a gas giant.
My mom disagrees.
Is your mom here?
Yeah. If you guys talk too loud, she might come out. If she notices the hole in the wall,
oh my God.
She's definitely coming here.
Yeah.
So Dr. Tasty Freeze or whoever showed up, you're patching that.
No, for sure.
He's not going to do that.
I don't know if you know about Asian families, but...
But dude, that could be his initial poor decision. He's already taken a step down the dark side.
Dr. Tasty, your first poor decision was to blow a hole in that wall and not pay for it.
Keith, that just tell her, Keith, by tell far her to stop. Not his first poor decision.
That's true. He's made lots of poor decisions around the base.
No, Keith,
I try not to rank my decisions from poor to not poor.
We're fine.
Just decisions I make.
All right.
Which is,
she's chill for now.
I can walk out of here anytime I want through the wall.
Does your mom mind that you like do coke in her bathroom and smoke all this weed, hotbox the basement?
It's less about what I do and as long as I excel while I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I buy, let's say, B grade coke, she'd be like, "Why didn't you get the A grade coke?"
Well, if I can speak in a language that all you guys will probably understand. Do or do not. There is no try.
Exactly.
I love Star Trek.
Well, it's good that she supports you guys.
I mean, it was either an accountant or a villain, and so I became the villain. It was either go to Cal Berkeley, or just go to SF State. So I went with the poor decision.
And went to Cal State.
I went to Cal State.
Okay. I don't know about you guys. I feel like I'm kind of in. I don't have the $5.07, but... also try to get me to leave.
Well, the beauty is, if you don't have the money, I remember you guys were discussing money earlier. We take Facebook coins. So they don't want their name mentioned, but let's just say they developed a certain game that has to do with farming and mafias. But we have an agreement with them.
Oh, Mafia Farm Wars?
Mafia.
Well, let's just say that if you're a social pariah with your friends because you're only at level 3 or 4. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's just say we can help you out with that.
I'm just saying I have a lot of debt from these billboards, but I also need haystacks for my farm. So if you want to pay in Facebook coins...
Exactly. You can just contact its...
You can email me the coins.
Yeah, basically.
And I'm
so
at poordecision@christianmingle.com.
There you go. We also accept bitcoins, Confederate dollars, and Reichmarks.
Oh, that's awesome, because the Revengerist has a trillion bitcoins because it's not real money. So
we just made up a million bitcoins. Do they get exchanged for Cougarons?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm down. And I just will defer my payments until next quarter.
Well, I mean, we do accept post-dated checks.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Can I post-date it to, 2070?
We also accept coupons.
Do you accept wampum?
Wampum.
Wampum.
Wampum. Wampum.
All right. Well, I'm a 16th Cherokee, and that offends me, bro.
There was a point that I believe Jod made about the coupons.
Oh, we do accept coupons. I don't know.
People don't really pay attention to their coupons. They don't read up on them. But if you look at the small print at the very, very bottom, they are worth 0.001 cents. So if you get enough of those together, you got some real
fucking money.
And I've actually, as this is sort of an incentive, we have an incentive-based membership. You know, I mean, that's what we talk about. In addition to your 507, besides just becoming the beauty that is the PDC, just a cool guy, we also have allowed incentive-based where it's been a couple weeks now, I've been, going through my mail and some other people's mail, and, you know, it's, lots of mail. I do a lot of mail. And
he does a lot of mail.
You just have to, I have literally probably hundreds, maybe like 1,000-ish of these receipts. And I think that's probably what, like 10, 15, 20, 30 bucks of just that's cash. Yeah. Like
he's
real
sitting
money.
Pretty. He's sitting pretty.
It's pure cash.
Yeah, it's pure cash.
It's
that's
as good
just the cash.
As cash.
That's not taxable. It's as good as cash.
So you should get those. I'm assuming you guys have a website.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a billboard up on your guys' website. If you could check out our site.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Did you link to our wiki without our permission?
Well, no, I'm going to actually...
Yeah, did you put a billboard on our site?
Well, it will be up there.
Well, it's on our site first, though, I mean.
Oh, I know. How about this, you guys? We'll allow you to put a billboard on our site for the price of all our memberships.
Wow. Well, okay.
Agreed.
Well,
first off, you're saying that we need permission to do things.
Second off...
And freeze pops. Dude, QVC didn't even pull this shit.
Second off, HTTP... Full
two.
Colon.
No, it's 2002.
There's a two.
Semicolon.
Slash slash.
Slash
www.2.com. Geocities.
Geocities.com.
Right. Slash homeland.
Members.
Members. Sorry.
Slash home.
Slash home.
Is Geocities even around anymore?
It's not the IES, it's the YES.
It's a perfectly cromulent website.
It works fine. Don't worry about it. And if you just go to our site, we have a lot of good MIDI files.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. When you get there... It's our theme song in MIDI.
Yeah. Oh, and we got in Wave too.
Well, no, that's still in beta. It's still in beta. It's still in beta.
Our domain, we only have I think 2 megabytes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's beta. But
look,
we have some demands if we're gonna join.
For
one thing, we're gonna have to defer payments either in some kind of trade or we'll work that out. But we'll need to figure out the value of what we offer and the value of what you offer have to be like a 1-to-1 ratio.
Well, right. Do you guys have chat roulette?
Yes, all the time. Santa exposes himself on chat roulette at least once a week.
Skype's not
it's
even
true.
Open. I just see chat roulette.
And from what I understand, your mom enjoys it when I do that.
It's true.
So realistically, I can get my membership just by exposing myself to your mom, and then you pay my 507.
He's gotten his member in your mom.
Hey, joke's on you.
She's toothless and in an asylum. I guess if you want to take advantage of her, then
that's
fine.
But she has an internet connection.
I don't know, but she does have outlets.
Demand number two, more snacks. The Doritos are fine. I'm done with the Doritos.
You're going to need a lot more snacks.
You guys sound like a corrupt union. So you want not to pay, you want more snacks.
We are a corrupt union now because we're kind of combining our two groups here. I feel like Dr. Tasty, you don't even realize, he goes through a lot of snacks. Like, it's most of our budget.
I can hear that.
With a name like that.
We have a nuclear reactor and, like, one of those CERN particle accelerators and, like, a standing army. And yet, he's most of our budget just eating snacks.
Would we get access to that if you joined our team?
Well,
we'll talk about that.
My cousin's brother-in-law just got a job at Smart and Final.
It's true.
And he's in charge of actually cutting all the boxes so homeless people don't eat them.
Yeah.
So basically, I can offer you probably a good 15.5% of all our earnings from that.
It's a lot of money.
In mildly expired foods.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Day old.
Okay.
Day old. Maybe days, but like still mildly expired.
Demand number three. You guys got to lay off Amanda Bynes. She was a good girl. She made too many poor decisions.
Let's just say Jod has some history.
No. Look, I can't stop. I've been doing some amazing work on Amanda and Lindsay, and I'm really liking the way they're shaping up right now. I'm trying to get spontaneous combustion to happen, but in the meantime, after my failure with Charlie Sheen, I really need to put in some real good work on those two girls.
Well,
Charlie Sheen recovered, I think, is... Yeah.
Exactly. We don't give him that much credit because the youth are easy. Mel Gibson was a task.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen kind of like got back. Older ones are the hardest ones. I had a 23-year-long project with B. Arthur, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. But the younger ones are easy. They're moldable.
And Alec Baldwin is shaping up so nicely right now. Oh, my God. Dude. Remember when he's a heartthrob? No, he looks like me.
John O'Malley pulled the whole Paula Deen one, and we didn't think he could do it.
Paula Deen has definitely been making some really poor decisions, so I actually give you credit for that.
You are welcome.
Because what you guys don't realize, that we have intel on her, she's actually a butter alien from the Butter Nebula.
Ooh.
So we absolutely support you guys destroying her life.
I mean, look at my body shape, and you think I didn't know she was from the Butter Nebula? Let's face it. The Paula Deen situation has been one of my finest strokes in a long time.
One of your finest strokes.
It's just, if nothing else, you got to realize the PDC crew, what we do, entertainment.
And Alec Baldwin is like three Beetlejuices now.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Are you not entertained? Who doesn't like
you? Did you just reference Gladiator?
Yeah. It's only one of the best movies ever made.
Mm. You like that, Santa?
Mm.
The best movie ever made was He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, my God. You're going to bring Good Journey on to me? Oh, I'm right there with you. That was a poor decision. And the worst
decision,
rebooting
it. I watch that movie 17 times a week, so get ready.
Is that we're going to have, like, a viewing party of
that
one movie?
I'm more of a Tremors 2 sort of a guy.
Santa, are you convinced by their horrible, poor decision movie choices?
Yeah, I suppose, but they need to stop making Gladiator references.
We have lots of demands, as you can see.
It doesn't matter where you go. I will find you. Stay alive!
Is that a Gladiator reference? I don't even know that one.
I don't think anybody but John has seen Gladiator.
I just shifted it from one awesome bit of Hollywood film to another one, The Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
With KC.
My boy, K-Sauce.
I'm already joined. I don't know if we're going to be able to win over the final two, Commodore Bob or
Dr. Croptastic Voyage.
I'm eating snacks right now.
Oh, he's in. He's in.
What?
Commodore Bob's kind of a hard sell because he just needs a place to work on his twisted experiments.
His twisted mustaches?
Twisted experiments.
Like,
yeah. We have a section in the basement. There's a leak. We can't figure out where, but there's a drain hole below it. You could totally do your shit there.
Yeah.
You can blow my drain hole?
Is it dank and...
Sounds terrible.
Is it dank and creepy over there?
Wait. Did you say you can blow my train hole? Is that referring to your buttocks where you allow people to run a train on you?
Or the band Train.
Oh my God.
I think it's more actually... No. If I'm familiar with people's perspective...
Actually, in comparison of my anus and the band Train, I'd really prefer you to be talking about my...
This heaven is elevated.
I mean, exactly. If my boy Breji over here is going to pick up, we have actually about the next hour is going to be our train dance party, which actually is an incentive in our membership because, I mean...
So many poor decisions.
There's so many good train songs is kind of what I'm getting at.
The greatest feeling is to be part of a group where we also have things in common outside of the group. We all like Train. That has nothing to do with us.
Actually, no. That's a total lie. Keith is talking total bullshit now. I love Train. They just like them.
Listen, I have to ask you though. Because Commodore Bob's on the fence now. This leaky area where he can do his twisted experiments, is it dank?
It is the most dank you will ever experience. Yeah. That's also where we grow. Oh, never mind.
Well, actually, let's just say. You'll get that space right after our first client, Dr. Dre, gets out of there.
Dr. Dro?
Hell, I do like dank.
Who doesn't like dank?
I never could have told.
So you like the D?
Commodore Bob, why don't you use one of your inventions to teleport over here and check this out? This is some, like, hydroponic chronic. It's amazing.
That's all we do. All
right, hang on a second.
Hey, do you guys, like, soak this in bleach?
There might be a little bit of bleach. There's also some embalming fluid on some of it.
Or isopropyl.
Yeah.
75%, of
course. And then we like to dust it lightly, but lovingly, with some ketamine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's kind of it's more of an issue I see is, like, we're just trying to rebrand what you enjoy with.
We're
like,
artists.
Really THC? Another acronym. Just another acronym.
I only smoke my weed in cobwebs. It's actually in the anarchist cookbook.
PDC THC.
I think exactly. You guys have had enough THC. Why don't you try the PEDC?
Yeah. They both end with the same letter.
There's a letter there. There's a mutual letter.
And
that's
also...
Like that's a third of the compound.
And when you jumble the words around, it spells awesome.
We figure if you go ahead and give this out to a few ladies, then we can grow our brand through organic cloning, if you will.
All right.
Like osmosis, like how girls reproduce or whatever.
Reverse osmosis.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's take this a few steps back. Let's talk about this embalming fluid that was mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm curious whether or not it's been used or if you got it prior to usage.
I mean...
What gets you off better, my buddy?
Seriously.
Because personally, the way that I enjoy getting fucked up off of embalming fluid is a light use.
Like on a baby.
Then you are...
Well, I remember my first time with formaldehyde.
Exactly. You're a... So it just looks like...
Like a true amateur.
Basically, yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is...
The last batch came out of a 700-pound morbidly obese woman.
They need more formaldehyde.
Well, yeah, and we get more of a return on our money at, you know, the undertaker's office, so it's...
Do you know how many of us it takes to lift her up and shake her?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Trust me, when it comes to moving 700-pound people, I don't want to really give away too much of what I do when I'm not dressed up like Santa.
I don't care about your love life, but...
I think we already have another PDC member just from what you've done.
Yeah.
We are in you. You're not in us.
El Cocho's the only holdout now.
Pinocha, talk to me, baby. Talk to me, Pinocha.
The Cocho, do you have any requirements that you need met before you fully succumb to us?
My question for Ben, what do they offer the community?
What good
do they actually really do?
We offer so much to the community. We give them laughs when we stumble down the street. We give them things to worry about stepping over when we vomit on the pavement. Certain women fantasize about a stranger coming into their apartment late at night
I'm actually offended, because asking us what we do for the community is like asking the jester what he really does for the king.
Exactly.
I mean, we make poor decisions that become relative so that when people think that they're making poor decisions, they look at us and be like, you know what? I'm not doing that bad.
Question within a question within a question. What does fucking La Panocha do for the community?
Or Cochino.
Cochino, whatever.
Kokomo.
I think his name's Bob.
I do a lot. I do everything. I help people across the street. I kick homeless drunks.
God, that's hella gay.
See, you're not going to win him. He's upstanding. No. He's a moral...
Yeah, obviously.
What I've said is led his life in a acceptable, wonderful, endearing, boring way.
Wait,
making the poorest decision of all.
No, well, there is that, but he also said he helps homeless drunks. What do you do to help these homeless drunks?
Why would you help us?
I helped them by teaching them the lesson and kicking them in the face and saying, don't be homeless and don't be drunk.
I mean, it's good advice, but it's...
it is really good advice. Decision.
I think I know who you are. I think you did that to me once.
Oh my god, Dr. Tasty, these snacks are amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really.
Taste.
All our different snacks are amazing.
Exactly.
We're eating these like amazing chips and these buffalo wings and this great salsa that he made.
Why would you mix salsa with wings?
I don't know, but it works.
Why would you even talk right now?
And this, like 8-foot long super burrito with guacamole and like, is this like manatee meat? I don't even know what this is. And like sour cream.
Actually, it's very endangered and very highly illegal.
You're almost there. It's baby seal meat.
Baby seal meat melts in your mouth.
Thank you.
El Cocho, do you want some of this delicious burrito?
Yeah, Pinocho, what you think?
One question.
Yeah.
One question. Do they have any sour cream?
I've got the sourest of cream for you, baby.
Even without that, actually, we bought a big tub before we got here.
Yeah, I mean, he's made that sound dirty, but they actually do have sour cream here.
It's pretty good. Daisy, just a dollop.
Yeah. Just don't question
it. And they have all the water that you can drink out of their water piping.
Damn it!
Exactly.
Damn it all to hell. I say yeah.
El Cocho, what was that?
I say L yes.
Succumb to the burrito.
I think as he is succumbing to the burrito, he is slowly turning into a robot.
All I want to say here is Revengerous. That was your Orson Welles right there. Exactly. That was. I saw that.
It was a slow clap. Oh my god. That's all of us. I mean, except for people like Harbjar and those who aren't here, but they'll.
Well, those are interns, and they don't deal with
this. They'll come around. No, Harbjar, we have interns.
You guys are kind of members now. You're still
the
with
interns,
us.
The
interns,
Jeff.
But I'm wondering what advantages we have now that we've joined with you.
I'm coming over some of that burrito.
Every time
I get there.
What we're dealing with here is we're merging crews. We're merging teams, all that. They're swapping. There's all that great wife swap stuff going on. There's everything beautiful. What do we get from dealing with you?
Well, I guess if we're becoming Poor Decision Crew, we'll just rebrand all of our Revengerous stuff, our weapons, our interns, because they don't have names, our base, all of our vehicles that fly or go through space, our teleportation technology, all of our gadgets. I guess it's all Poor Decision technology now.
Well, we need to see some improvement on your parts.
Yeah. We were going to say that. We have our own requirements as well.
We have standards. Oh, man. We need to see some de-improvement, if you know what I mean.
There you go.
Are you saying that you want us to just get really drunk on Goldschlager and then, like, mess up our own equipment?
Why would we say that?
But that needs to start. That needs to start at, like, 5 a.m. every day.
Well, no.
I don't know if I want to wake up at 5 a.m.
Here's the haze. If you want into the crew, if you want to be able to give us $5.07 or Facebook coins, you have to prove to us what poor decision can you make someone else do?
Mm. Yes.
I'm looking at North Korea, maybe something in another country.
Afghanistan.
I can try to make Ruth Bader Ginsburg conservative.
Ooh.
If you can do that, we'll cut the $5.07 fee.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'd be about that.
I don't think it's going to be that hard for us each to have people make poor decisions. I mean, we usually just blow them up. But
just you could stop before the up. And that'll make everything better.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Are we doing this?
I'm just going to sit here on the couch for a minute.
Don't do it without masturbating.
He doesn't really care either way.
Sure.
Sure. Oh. That's a ringing endorsement as far as
the most enthusiastic member that we have.
Yes. Exactly.
I think we're looking at you, rest of you guys.
Enthusiasm would kind of, you know,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Really ring true for this.
We have a brother from a different mother.
Well, we don't like effort.
No.
Let's face it.
Hey, neither do we.
We're the enemies of effort. Mm-hmm. We like to just make things happen, and by which I mean drunkenness, intoxication, inebriation. Those are all the same thing.
All the right?
Masturbation.
Yeah. Masturbation.
Oh, we do that as well.
Abortionation.
I would love to give you a high five after this.
Yeah. So I guess that's official. The Revengerous is over. It's dead.
I'm saying that. I'm calling this. This is calling off the votes.
Yeah, we know. Everybody's voted. And it's unanimous. I guess we're done. We're going to fold up shop and rebrand everything with ours. Santa, do you want to do another, like, one last product recommendation before we end the podcast?
Works for me. All right. Try the Bonholm HL100SV Culinary Heat Lamp. That's right, an in-home heat lamp. It keeps everything that you need warm, warm. For the low, low price of $35, you'll keep your pizzas, burgers, french fries, whatever the fuck you plan on stuffing in that fat, disgusting face of yours, warm until your face gets around and jamming it into your face hole.
Wait, we're the Poor Decision Crew?
It's a wonderful product from Bonn. I can say this is a perfect product because I have never used it.
So we're also sponsored by Angie's Butt Plugs. And Angie's wants you to know that her butt plugs will fit you great the first time and every time. Angie's Butt Plugs, angiesbuttplugs.com, 444-2971 if you're in the 415 area code.
To be fair, though, this is different than Santa's usual recommendations because in his case, he usually has not used the product.
And it
looks like you're using it right now.
But they're really comfortable. I'm sitting right now, and I'm enjoying every second of it.
Yeah, that's it. The Revengerous is over. It's dead, you guys. It was fun while it lasted.
The PDC will now be taking over all scheduled broadcasts. We are now in charge. The Revengerous.
I'm going to watch He-Man.
I guess we couldn't save them.
Are dead.
We're fucked. Coming up next, 16 hours of Disturbed. Down with the Sickness.
At least some nerve for that burrito.
I'm gonna go smoke some Cheetos.